Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey, what's up, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs and leaders looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. Chasing big ideas is a phrase that is showing up in my life and work a lot lately. You'll hear me say it in the opening to this show. It's part of my company's positioning, and it's a question I ask everyone I talk with. As I listen to what it means for others, I can't help but ask myself, what does it mean to chase big ideas? Why is that so important to me? In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to dive into what chasing big ideas means to me and share 8 ways you can chase big ideas. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/256. Chasing big ideas. It's not only in the opening to the show, it's also my loaded positioning statement and a question I ask everyone I talk with. But what does it mean? When I was younger, I always thought chasing big ideas meant that I was doing work that looked cool, that felt cool, that was amazing. And I looked back at that younger time and it looked a lot like just being amazed at what I could do. And over the years, that transition to getting paid, being able to get paid to do the work that I do. And in the natural evolution of work, it went from doing work that was cool to getting paid to solving problems. And now it's really about being curious with others, being curious with the things that other people do to bring about technological advances. Maybe it's how they help others. Empathy and being connected to other people, building a better world. I mean, chasing big ideas is less about the work that I'm doing and more about the impact that work has on the world and other people. Some additional ideas that it has in my mind is about equality across gender, race, sexuality, religion, and all of the ways that we divide people and how we can lessen that division and bring about how we are more alike. It's about getting work to work, not only for yourself, but for others. It's about social justice and community building. And as I listen to these ideas that people are bringing forth in interviews and in videos, it really becomes less about myself, less about the individual, and more about the ways that people become connected to other people. An interesting theme in my life is vision, passion, and action. I have a documentary video series about people in my hometown who are what I called leaders of vision, passion, and action. And as I've gone through experiences in life, it's interesting because I always am fascinated with people that have vision and passion, but oftentimes a missing component is action. It's all about bringing things to life. When I was younger, again, I'm going back to my early days, I was heavily involved in religious communities, and a Bible verse that really stuck into my mind was, "Faith without works is dead." And the people that were always intriguing to me were not the ones that just had faith, but the ones that had the works, that were doing things to bring life to their faith. They were the ones that I was drawn to. People that would spend their vacation to travel to other countries to build orphanages or build schools. I have 2 very dear friends that spent their working careers to save money so that they could build schools in other countries. That, to me, is chasing a big idea when you're willing to put your money and your life on the line. Chasing big ideas isn't just about making money for me, but it's making a movement. Nick LaPara and his podcast, Let's Give a Damn, is really a personification of this idea. He's searching for the people who are bringing about movements. It's not just about money, although money is an incredibly important part of this equation. But it's, again, it's about the impact on other people. Some other thoughts that are popping into my mind. Yes, this is kind of a stream of conscious entry into my Word doc today. It's about innovation, a sense of idealism. Being able to believe that as individuals, we could connect with other people that aren't like us and bring about new things, new ways of thinking, and new ways of living. And that takes courage. It takes risk and chance and opportunity. It takes guts to look at the world and say, what could this be? Not in a selfish sense, but in a way of service. Some additional thoughts that I wrote down were just about ethics, morality, values, bringing about the greater good, not in a joking sense of just a montage of all of the people in Hot Fuzz saying the greater good, but really, how do we care for other people? How do we help other people who are not as privileged as others, as ourselves, who may have less than we do? How do we help them? Not in a way to make ourselves look better, but in a way that really impacts their lives. How do we chase social contracts so that people can actually have better lives and not have to be filled with a sense of guilt or shame that they need things at certain points in their lives? Coming back to this idea of service, that is really a big idea that I'm chasing right now. And there's an interesting quote that I read in Dare to Lead by Brené Brown this morning in that, quote, you face your fears to find the power and wisdom to serve others. Serving others is scary because we could let people down. But overcoming that fear, facing that fear, requires you to look for power and wisdom so that you can serve them. Service means that you're going to have to talk and spend time with people who don't look like you, they don't sound like you, they don't believe in the things that you do, they don't live like you do. And you know what? That's a good thing. That is a great thing. Life experiences are big ideas as much as business innovations. And we need to make sure that when we use this phrase, chasing big ideas, that we allow our minds to expand, to embrace all of the possibilities. It also means that we're going to have to expose hatred and ignorance so that we can replace it with compassion and education. Chasing big ideas is a loaded positioning statement. It's a loaded value statement, but it's something that is a pursuit that one could spend their entire life pursuing. So I want to share 8 ways that you can chase big ideas. And these are really 8 ways that I'm really approaching for myself, ways to chase big ideas. First, ask people what big ideas they are chasing. The interesting thing about this is it's a way of collecting ideas, yes, but it's also a way to broaden the scope and grandeur of big ideas and thinking bigger. A lot of people think a lot bigger than I do. A lot of people think smaller than I do. And we all need to help each other to raise that level of thinking so that we can embrace big ideas in all levels of thinking. It also allows you to connect to other people. It allows you to see how they're thinking and how they're living their lives. It's a way of connecting to empathy, and it's a way of realizing that people, regardless of gender, race, and sexuality, are doing things that you may never consider yourself capable of doing. And that's powerful. That is amazing to consider. Second, research by reading more than just the text and dive into bibliographies and references. This is something that's interesting. We live in a world that wants to condense knowledge and information into sound bites, tweets, and condensed bodies of information. It's a lot like the Cliff Notes of the past. But really what we can do to really chase big ideas is, yes, read the text, read the books, read the articles, read the tweets, but dive into the resources that led people to those thoughts. In books, it looks like a lot like bibliographies, Wikipedia, maybe it's a references section. And what this allows you to do is look for the thread, look for the line of thinking that led people to these big ideas, so that you can start drawing not a linear map of ideas, but a web of thinking that broadens the scope of what the big ideas could be. Third, find ways to experience firsthand big ideas. The past few weeks, I've been engaging with experts in VR, virtual reality, and AR, augmented reality, and I got to experience firsthand the technologies behind these big ideas. And it wasn't just cool tech that people were using. It was used in a variety of ways, from community building to architecture to collaboration and augmenting learning. And it was a way to broaden my thinking beyond just a toy or beyond just, what a novel, fun idea. It was a way to broaden my thinking and to experience it in a way that was engaging and mind-boggling and mind-blowing. So ways to do this are go to conferences, go to free community events where people are sharing this technology, straight up reach out to companies that are building this, be curious, put on your curiosity hat and be like, hey, I want to know more about this technology. I'm curious. People love talking about themselves. People love talking about the work that they're doing. And when you can connect to them, connect to the person behind the idea, you're going to expand your thinking about these big ideas. Fourth, search for the stories and the proof. I'm going to break this up into two components. The first are the stories. Stories are fact and fiction in a lot of ways. When stories are fresh, they haven't had the chance to be refined into lore and mythology. And so sometimes the newer stories are a little bit more raw and interesting because they haven't been polished. So look for the stories where people are in the thick of it. They haven't maybe been embraced yet or accepted. There's still maybe a little bit of pain behind the idea. Maybe there's still a little bit of being an outcast or a social pariah. Look for those stories. But also look for the proof that people are actually putting these ideas into action or attempting to. That doesn't mean that maybe they're the most successful company or the most successful entrepreneur or the most successful creative professional, but they've put their blood, sweat, and tears into embracing these big ideas. Fifth, similar to number four, where you're searching for the stories and the proof, look for people with vision, passion, and action. Those three character traits are imperative in this chase for big ideas. You need people that are thinking beyond today, that are thinking bigger than possible, and you need people that have that along with a sense of motivation and passion. They're excited about this chase, but they're also bringing it to life. They're acting. They aren't just putting it on social media or writing clever blog posts about it. They're living these values. They're bringing them to life. They're investing time and money, sweat and tears again, to really bring forth this action. The people that are bleeding with these ideas, they're the ones that are going to have the stories, the proof, and they might make it one day. They might not as well, which leads to the stories that are necessary as well. Sixth, be curious and do this by asking a lot of questions and being open to all people. Be open to everyone. Curiosity, I talk a lot about it in this podcast. It's an essential trait in today's world. We need to be curious not only about our own motivations, but being curious with others. And the best way to do this is to ask a lot of questions. Asking questions is something that doesn't come natural to a lot of people. It, in some worlds, it's like, hey, you know, if you ask too many questions, you're either ignorant or there's an ulterior motive behind it. But asking questions is a valuable way of learning not only about why people are doing what they're doing, but to learn, to be open to new things. And asking questions inevitably leads you to new people that you can ask questions of to learn from. And so curiosity is really about moving beyond yourself and into new possibilities with new people, and questions are a great way to do that. Seventh, listen to your intuition. Listen to your gut. When you're chasing a big idea, your gut's going to tell you whether this is bogus, whether it's bullshit, or whether it's on the cusp of something amazing. Now, you might not always trust your intuition, but your intuition is a great place to start. I've had moments with people in the past where I was like, this is never going to happen. And sure enough, 10 years later, it happened. But at the same time, if I didn't listen to that intuition, maybe I would have blindly gone on that mission for 10 years and not grown the way that I needed to. Your intuition is a great way to know whether you want to join this journey or not, whether you need to put your energy and motivation behind this big idea. Because the whole point of chasing big ideas is to find big ideas that you can get behind. Big ideas that you want to share about, big ideas that you want to invest time and energy and money into. Eighth and finally, accept the shifting and never-ending pursuit that this will be. A big idea today is not going to be a big idea tomorrow. And you need to be okay with the fact that the pursuit is going to look different every single day. Not everyone I talk to has a big idea that they're chasing. Some people's big ideas are massive. Some people's big ideas are in a raw state, and some are more refined. Being okay with that shifting, that evolving, that amorphous blob that is a big idea helps you to kind of know what to put your energy and motivation into, and to accept the emotion behind these big ideas. So I hope this episode has been helpful for you to kind of think about chasing big ideas. This has really been helpful for me to really dive into what I mean by chasing big ideas, and to really help me to kind of solidify the people that I'm drawn to, the ideas and the ways that people bring them to life. And I hope that you'll join me in this journey to chase big ideas. Before we wrap up this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to leave you with two questions. What big idea are you chasing? And how are you bringing them to life? Reach out and let me know. I'm Chris at ChrisMartinStudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at CM Studios. I really do love hearing from people, so if you need someone to share your ideas with or need encouragement, reach out and say hello. There are a lot of podcasts you could be listening to, and I'm grateful that you would spend valuable time listening to Getting Work to Work. Would you be willing to spread the word about the show with your friends, other creative entrepreneurs and leaders who want to get their work to work? You can send them to gwtw.co to access every episode, as well as find all of the appropriate links to stream the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and more. You may have noticed in this podcast that I love talking about curiosity, but did you know I also like writing about it too? Each week I release my weekly curiosity thoughts in the Curiosity Lab. You can sign up today at the bottom of the show notes page at gwtw.co/256. I also recently released an email series for creative entrepreneurs who are struggling with burnout, conformity, and mediocrity called The Curiosity Killers. Head to curiositykillers.com to learn more about this resource and sign up for this fun and serious look at why curiosity matters. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.